Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. First on the docket, it's a dangerous world out there, ladies and gentlemen. An example from Florida. Second, a teenager gets 50 years for two homicides. Third, the FBI is involved in the investigation of a missing woman in the United States Virgin Islands. Fourth, the Boulder shooter. Mental health issues or some other motive. Fifth, another crime witnessed on Zoom. Sixth, someone had their hand in the Girl Scout cookie jar. An update on a case that we've covered. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button, hit the little like button, and as always, hit that little bell in the corner if you haven't done so already. That's so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. A busy docket today, so let's get right to it. First on the docket, what have I told you before, ladies and gentlemen? It is a dangerous world out there. Let's take an example from Florida. Two men are behind bars after they allegedly drugged and sexually assaulted a woman who was later found deceased in a hotel room. The 21-year-old victim, Christina Engelhart from Pennsylvania, died on Thursday inside her hotel room at the Albion Hotel in Miami Beach. Her death is being investigated as a homicide. Police have arrested Evior Collier and Dorian Taylor, both of Greensboro, North Carolina, in connection with Engelhart's death. Now, according to police documents, the suspects are accused of drugging Engelhart, then sexually assaulting her inside her hotel room. First responders found the victim alone, semi-naked, and unresponsive in her hotel room. They rushed her to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. Investigators obtained security footage that ultimately led to the suspects, and according to reports, police first found Collier on Ocean Drive at 8th Street wearing the same pants he wore on a security footage at the Albion Hotel. Collier reportedly admitted to investigators that he met this girl at a restaurant, and then the suspect said he later walked down Ocean Drive with Taylor and the victim and saw Taylor give Engelhart a green pill. During a Monday morning bond hearing, Miami Beach detective Luis Alcine told the court that Collier thought the pill may have been a Percocet. The detective added that Collier confessed he walked to the victim's hotel room with Taylor with the intention of having sex with her. Alcine testified that security footage on the night in question showed Taylor holding the victim from behind because she was too intoxicated to walk straight. The detective described how she was actually staggering a little bit. At one point, co-defendant Taylor held her behind her, around her neck, basically keeping her stable. They believed that she was either intoxicated or drugged, and she could not have given them consent for her to actually go with them voluntarily. Collier reportedly told the detective that he and Taylor both had sex with the victim, but thought that Taylor may have forced himself on her at some point after she passed out. The fact that the victim was under the influence of alcohol and narcotics, she could not have consented to sex with the defendants, according to the police reports. And to add insult to injury, the suspects allegedly took Engelhart's credit card and used it at various locations across Miami Beach, including buying liquor. When police caught up with Taylor, they reportedly found him with the victim's cell phone in his possession, as well as several green pills. Both suspects are currently being charged with burglary, credit card fraud, sexual battery, and theft, and charges could be upgraded depending on the victim's autopsy and toxicology reports. The court denied bond for both men, and they have a court date coming up next week. We'll continue to follow that case. That is a scary case for all women and young women. Don't go places with people you don't know. don't let somebody get you so drunk that you can't understand what's taking place. And I understand people get roofied. What kind of a guy can only be with a woman if he roofies them? Come on, that's just gross, isn't it? But that's what people do these days, ladies and gentlemen. It's a dangerous world out there. Next on the docket, a teenager gets 50 years for two homicides. An 18-year-old in South Carolina pled guilty on Tuesday to committing two execution-style murders when he was 16 years old. Now, Sam Robinson expressed the realization that if or when he gets out of prison some 50 years from now, then most of his family will more than likely be deceased and gone, and that he would be a stranger to most everyone else. It's funny how no one seems to realize that when they're actually committing the crime, and they wonder why all their family doesn't take their calls when they go off to custody for a long time, probably because they only call for money. He stated, "By the time I get out, most of my family will be dead and gone. So I'm feeling pretty alone right now, and I know I'll be alone in the future." But unfortunately, he didn't think about that when he was committing the crime. It was alleged that on February 26, 2019, Robinson executed 23-year-old Michalik McCullough and 22-year-old Zacharias McCorkey in Rock Hill. Robinson was in the backseat of a car that the three were riding in. He shot the victims in the back of the head, left the scene, and then returned to the scene because he forgot his cell phone, which was still charging in the vehicle. This proved to be a crucial mistake because a neighbor started asking questions, saw him long enough to identify him, and actually called 911. Robinson initially claimed that he went to the car to check on his buddy, admitting a link to the crime scene. The murders were committed in broad daylight. Robinson's original defense was that he was defending himself. However, the prosecution's theory was that he was seeking status. Needless to say, he got the maximum sentence under the plea agreement of 50 years. And yes, Mr. Robinson, you are absolutely correct. Your family will mostly be deceased, and you will be a complete stranger to all of them. Was it worth it? Somehow, I don't think so. Next on the docket, the FBI is getting involved in the investigation of a missing woman in the United States Virgin Island. Sarm Heslop, a 41-year-old woman who vanished in the U.S. Virgin Islands this month, has caused some concern, and now the FBI is getting involved in the search. Miss Heslop was reported missing on March 8th. Heslop's boyfriend, Ryan Bain, told investigators that he and Heslop had gone to sleep at about 10 p.m. on March 7th on his catamaran. He discovered she was missing after he was awakened by the sound of a yacht's anchor alarm. The United States Virgin Island Police have indicated now that they are working with the FBI for the search of the missing woman. The United States Virgin Island Police have had some scrutiny of their investigation so far because they've never actually searched Bain's vessel. However, there is some contradictory information because apparently the Coast Guard reportedly talked with Bain and they met him on his catamaran, so they may have actually searched the vessel. Needless to say, Miss Heslop remains missing. Hopefully there's no foul play, and hopefully she can be found for her family, and hopefully she'll actually come home safe. Let's take a quick recess before we continue with the docket. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship. You're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. All right, next on the docket, the Boulder shooter. Yesterday, we reported to you that the suspect, Ahmad Al-Ali Alissa, was charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder over a shooting at an Area King Superstore just down the street here near Boulder, Colorado. According to the brother, Alyssa reportedly suffered from mental health issues. In fact, he was quite concerned and paranoid that he was being followed. Well, it turns out he may have been being followed, that is, by the FBI. Apparently, they were, in fact, watching him and didn't see any issues until perhaps he went to a Boulder store and shot and killed 10 people. We're also finding out that he is apparently very pro-ISIS. He hated Donald Trump and was becoming more and more devout Muslim. Certainly nothing wrong with that. You just can't go kill people for that reason. We're obviously going to have to wait for more information to come out as this story develops to see really what the truth is. But that's the information that was coming from his Facebook account. Now, we can't go back and see his Facebook account because Facebook took it down. But I'm sure the authorities have that in their possession, or at least the digital record of it by now. We'll continue to follow the story. Absolute senseless, senseless tragedy. That's for sure. Next on the docket, another crime witnessed on Zoom. Remember when the great pandemic started? People were being assaulted, murdered on Zoom calls because people didn't realize that they were on Zoom. Well, there was another incident that occurred just this week. The victim's name has not been released as of yet, but she was on a work call with a work colleague. A male stabbed the woman several times, and she was ultimately found dead in her driveway in California. Although the name of the victim has not been released, a male came to the residence while the police were investigating the case, and that gentleman's name was Robert Cotton. He returned to the location, driving one of the victim's vehicles, and identified himself as a resident of the home. He was detained and booked on 2 counts of murder. Bond has been set at $2 million. Next on the docket, somebody had their hand in the Girl Scout cookie jar. That's right, a Girl Scout troop leader in Ohio has been indicted after she got caught with her hand in the cookie jar. Jill Gauthier, 49, is accused of stealing $12,500 from Girl Scout cookie sales and event fees. Parents turned the troop leader in after they became concerned about how she was using the money. Officials said Gauthier was the only person who had access to the troop funds, and it turns out that the woman was accused of depositing cookie money and event fees collected into her own personal account. Not a smart move at all, Ms. Gauthier. Needless to say, Ms. Gauthier is given the presumption of innocence, but what kind of a human being steals from little Girl Scouts? Let me know what kind of person you would describe that to be in the comments below. Next, a quick update on our dumb criminal contestant that's still in custody. That's right. Do you remember this case that we brought you a couple months ago? Cedric Moore, he was a contestant for a dumb criminal contestant. He was on videotape attacking a young man who was simply on a street corner dancing for no apparent reason. And Mr. Cedric Moore has remained in custody because his bond was set at $50,000 cash only. Well, he filed a motion to have his bond reduced. As you can see, this is a common theme. When people are in custody, they just want to get out and not focus on what needs to be done, which is resolving the case. But that's what they do. Needless to say, the court has denied Cedric's bond reduction and basically told him, you are a dangerous person, you are a danger to the community, and not on my watch. Finally, a judge that actually gets it. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Meet John Tanner. He's accused of breaking into a home in Michigan. He's not a very good burglar. He used his credit card to jimmy the lock and get in. Unfortunately, Mr. Tanner left his credit card behind after he left. That's right. Mr. Tanner, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the day. Rule number one of crime, ladies and gentlemen, is you take everything you brought in. You leave the area cleaner than when you arrived. It's kind of like hiking in the backcountry, right? Some people just don't get it. Thanks for watching. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time on Crime Talk.